This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Voting is in progress for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Overall, nearly 37% voter turnout has been recorded in this phase till 1 p.m. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories are being covered in this phase. This include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling is also taking place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Assembly-wide elections are also being held for Gandhi seat in Jharkhand and Lucknow East constituency in Uttar Pradesh. The Election Commission has made all arrangements for smooth and transparent polling. Over 9,47,000 officials have been deployed across 94,732 polling stations. Facilities like water, shades, ramps, volunteers and wheelchairs are available at the polling stations. Campaigning has intensified for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing the states, holding public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is holding multiple rallies in Odisha and West Bengal today. In Odisha, Mr. Modi criticized the Navin Patnaik government for not taking steps for the welfare of farmers and youth during its 24-year rule. The Prime Minister appealed to the voters to come forward for a change of government in Odisha that can lead to change on the path of prosperity. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has alleged that the Congress has insulted the Indian Constitution from time to time. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Modi said he has utmost respect for Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar and the members of the Constituent Assembly who formulated such a constitution which gave a chance to a tea seller to become the Prime Minister. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahi, and a group of officials accompanying them have been killed in helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. Quoting Iran Red Crescent Society President, IRNA agency, said the wreckage of the helicopter was found and there was no sign of life at the crash site. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is deeply saddened and shocked by the tragic demise of the President of Iran. In a social media post, he said, his contribution to strengthening India-Iran bilateral relationship will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said India stands with Iran in this time of sorrow. With no respite from the scorching heat in the region, the temperature in Jammu was yesterday recorded as season's highest at 41.8 degrees Celsius. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that Met Department has predicted no significant weather activity till May 27 in the region, and the weather will mainly remain dry in the region from today to 27 May. Lai Ching-te of Taiwan's ruling Democratic Progressive Party was sworn in as the self-governing island's new president today. According to Taiwan's foreign ministry, more than 500 foreign guests from 51 delegations attended the inauguration ceremony and related activities, including the national leaders of 8 countries that maintain diplomatic relations with Taiwan. A trained physician, Lai succeeds Tsai Ing-wen to lead the democracy and amid increasing threats from China, which claims the self-governing island as its territory. Taiwan has had an independent government since 1949. 20-year-old Dipti Jivanji smashed the world record in the women's 400-meter T20 and grabbed her first gold at the World Para-Athletics Championships at Kobe in Japan today. Dipti clocked 55.07 seconds, breaking American Brianna Clark's earlier record of 55.12 seconds, which she had set during the last year's edition of the championship in Paris. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.